Transgressions is that I deviated from the course that should be going. And God, I got a problem. It's called sin. I did a little side slip. I owe you more than I can repay you because of my sinful days and because of my current sin. And the only way I can have those absolved is for you to forgive us. For you to forgive us. In Matthew, the 18th chapter, the story is told. Notice the context. Peter said, do I have to forgive people 7 times 70? When they sin against me? And Jesus gave him the story. I say unto you, until 7 times? No, until 7 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king. This king was owed 10,000 talents. He couldn't pay it. No way he could ever repay it back. Please forgive me. The king does. And he was moved with compassion. And indeed, he released him and forgave him the debt. The debt, what he owed. But that servant went out and found one of the fellow servants who owed him 100 shillings. Far less amount. 10,000 talents, 100 shillings. Shilling was kind of day labor stuff. And he took him by the throat, saying, pay what thou owest. His servant falls down and wants forgive, and wants to pay that I can't pay thee. He wants to be forgiven. He would not, but went out and cast him into prison till he should pay that which is owes, which he owes. People said, his fellow servant, so that was wrong. And they went to the Lord of the king. In fact, he's going to have to hear the rest of this. Shouldest not thou also have mercy on thy fellow servant if he not, as I had mercy on thee? His Lord was wroth and delivered him to the torment until he should pay all that was due. So shall also my heavenly Father do unto you if ye forgive not every one his brother from your hearts. Peter. That's too much time to forgive people. You'd be willing to do that. Because forgive us our debts. What he's talking about is sin. I owe it. I've deviated from your will. I've sinned. Please forgive me. I want to be delivered from the evil one. When I go into temptation, that's what indeed I need to be. I need to be delivered. We've already hit on that. So what he's talking about? He's talking about the essential and needs that we have. That's in this prayer. Physical and spiritual needs are being addressed. And if we're not willing to forgive others when they come requesting forgiveness, because they're coming to repent, that's when you forgive them. That's when God forgives us. And that indeed showing that love. And Jesus is emphasizing that. That prayer may have been ended today to thy to you the glory, the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. That could have been it, and this is a postscript, if that's the case, about I need to forgive others, or my Father will not forgive me. And I ask you, what a contrast. Because he's speaking this model prayer in a context where they thought that would be heard by their much speaking and by their vain repetitions that sounded good to men, not receive glory from men. This model prayer, you can say it slowly in less than a minute and contemplate every word that's being set forth. You can do it in a minute. Are you heard for your much speaking? No. A lot of vain repetitions in this prayer. He's not condemning, I'll pray 3 times that this thorn be taken out of out of my flesh. And I come back to thee in Luke 18. He wants us to keep asking and keep asking. It shows our faith in him. But the idea of just repeating things and much words and the verbiage, it sounds so great. It looks so pious. You can read this prayer and you can read it slowly. A lot of it, you'll end up in half of a minute. And you have gotten these points together. And then when you think, I've got to keep on asking him, or the sense of vain repetitions and abundance of words to be heard of him, Father knows what you have need of before you ask. It's when he says that, that he says his model prayer. It's not to be something I remember by rote, and that's wonderful. I can read it quickly. I can memorize that, and we can go on that line. This is the model prayer, and we'll call it the Lord's Prayer. It's really the disciples' prayer. But it is something that he's given for the moment. That's why I think there's not full of thanksgiving. I'm not praying for anybody else but me. Sounds kind of selfish. That's what was needed at the moment. This is your template. Exalt God. He cares for you physically and spiritually. And you can say that, and you can come to him in private. He sees in secret. He is in secret. Why do you have to be before men to do it? But I sure can pray, Our Father who art in heaven. I can lead a prayer like that with a congregation. Just to me, that here was the contrast to what they gloried in, and they didn't glory in the holy God. And may our prayers reflect that when we pray, even when it's public or private, and that we will always exalt God and realize he's there to take us, care of us physically and spiritually, and he will sustain you. He sustains us in his word. This morning, if you're not a Christian, won't you come to the Lord? He's the one that has set up the kingdom, a spiritual kingdom that we can all be a part of and have the redemption of our sins. As we sing this song of encouragement, think about in your heart, who's going to deliver me from sin? How am I going to be ever forgiven for sin? It's a debt I can't pay. And all my trespasses have gone aside. How can I redo that? They're already done. His blood is shed to take away our sins. He was raised for our justification. And you can come to him in obedience. Let us help you obey the gospel as we stand and as we sing.